A group of scientists and researchers is calling on the World Health Organization to resist the urge to crack down on e-cigarettes. The vapor cigarettes do deliver nicotine, and a leaked document suggests that the WHO is looking to put them in the same category as regular cigarettes and declare them a threat to public health. Lindy Kerin has our report.
The World Health Organization's tobacco control meeting will be held in Moscow in October. Smokeless e-cigarettes, which are growing in popularity, will be high on the agenda. A leaked document prepared in the lead-up to that meeting shows the devices may be deemed a threat to public health. Professor Jerry Stimson from the Imperial College in London says he's concerned.
They want to include them in this big international convention on tobacco products. So kind of sending the message that e-cigarettes are like every other tobacco product and are therefore risky and dangerous. And we think that's sending both a wrong message, but also we think the WHO should be looking at the potential for the positive health effects of e-cigarettes.
Professor Stimson has joined forces with more than 50 scientists and researchers from around the globe working in the field of tobacco control and public health policy. They've put their case in a letter to the Director General of the World Health Organization.
Most smokers are desperately want to give up smoking, and there's never really been much to help them. I mean, many people are not really happy with nicotine patches and gums, and at long last we have something which allows people to use nicotine but not to die from the smoke. I mean, that's the problem. People smoke for the nicotine but they die from the smoke. So we're saying to WHO, courageous leadership, there's a big chance to do something really good, really powerful, which will help to bring an end to smoking.
Five Australians were among the signatories, but missing was Professor Simon Chapman from Sydney University's School of Public Health. He says he doesn't support the push because there are too many unanswered questions about e-cigarettes.
The main question that seems to be out there is whether they genuinely do help people quit smoking. And the evidence which is in so far suggests that by far and away the most likely outcome for somebody who is a cigarette smoker and who starts using e-cigarettes is that they use both. They continue smoking, they reduce their smoking a little bit. Now, people might think, well, surely that's a good thing, that if you're reducing smoking, that's going to be better for you, that's going to be harm reducing. But in fact, the evidence that's around from quite a large number of studies now shows that, in fact, reducing smoking, if you've been smoking for a long time, is actually not going to reduce your risk. It's only cessation of smoking which actually reduces risk.
How significant is the World Health Organization's position on something like e-cigarettes in guiding what happens in particular countries? And what is the case in Australia, given that WA has already banned e-cigarettes?
Yeah, well, World Health Organization can't, you know, of course, order any country to do anything. But there are now 174 countries around the world who have signed up to the World Health Organization's Framework Convention on Tobacco Control. So 174 countries seem to think that what the WHO says on tobacco control at large is worth following. So if they were to arrive at a position on e-cigarettes, and of course they haven't got a position at the moment, I think that that would probably be quite influential.
That's Professor Simon Chapman from Sydney University's School of Public Health, speaking to our reporter Lindy Kerin.